I'm just working myself to death, Mr. Eastman. Here I'm hiring you, and yeah. I'm working myself to death.
Good, good. How do you know?
Sit down a minute. Let's catch up. Give me a little swig of that coffee.
Okay.
Where you been?
Well, I had to go and put a safety valve in a water heater.
Yeah.
It sprung a leak, you know. They will once in a while.
Yeah. Well, I figured old, where is that, McIntosh?
Huh?
Where was that, in McIntosh?
Yeah. Down in Sportsman's Cove in a house trailer.
Oh, way down there.
Don't have a bit of orange juice, Mr. Eastman.
Those, give them a little swig of this.
Would you have some coffee?
No.
Give
them
a little about that.
No. That's all right.
Them trailers... Does the plumbing hold up in them trailers?
Well, some of them do and some of them don't. This is a practically new trailer too, Tano, about a year and a half old.
Yeah. I guess some of them are good these days, if you can just pick out a good one.
Yeah. You know, some of them doggone trailers, if you're going to buy a trailer, the thing to do is go right to the factory and see them make one.
Yes.
Because now I'll tell you, there's some of them trailers that haven't got a bit of wood in the floor.
No. Can't believe it.
They're all made out of cardboard. They take them, the trailers, right on the frame of it, and they take and put right on this, Homosode or Celotex. Well, I guess that the first they put on is a sheet of masonite on there first, see?
Yeah.
Well, then they take this Homosode and they glue it right onto this masonite.
Yeah.
Well, then on top of the masonite, they have this 3-inch cardboard with the corrugations running up and down, see?
Yeah.
Just like that. And then on the top of that, they glue on another one of them Homosode or Celotex right on the top of that, and then they glue their tile on the top of that. Well, now, them floors are all right, just as long as they're dry.
Yeah.
See? But you let the least bit of water get onto that, and Jesus, and that cardboard will all go right soft, you know, and then you step on a block and you go right down in.
Uh-oh. Well, you can't keep them dry all the time, Mr. Eastman.
Well, some of them, they'll go to work, you know, and put in a automatic washing machine and dryer in them.
Inside the trailer.
Inside the trailer, and they shouldn't do it. See? Now, old Doc Fortner... when he come up on Orange Lake there, started that fish camp, he bought one of them trailers, and that was the kind of a floor that had in it. And that was supposed to have been a damned expensive trailer, too. Well, after he died, Hargett bought it. And they knew that the floor was bad in a spot or two there, and that the paneling on the side was coming loose, one thing or another, but they didn't know what the trouble was. They'd had that damned automatic wash machine in there. See, right under the cabinets of the sink, the right side of the cabinet there, see? And you just opened the door on the front and put your washing right into it, and they'd done the washing all right. But the damn thing sprung a leak, you know, and it went down on that floor. Well, we got it down to Hargett's, went checking to see what the trouble was with it. And that's what I run into. So that whole kitchen in there, about 10 feet square, I took it right out of there. And there wasn't room to put 2x4 in, so I got a 3x4, see, and laid it flatways. We put them in there. And then I put half-inch plywood on top of that. And then glued the floor back onto that. Well, that made it all level. Don't you see?
It took you 2 or 3 days to do it.
Yeah. It's a hell of a mess to take that out of there.
long's that been?
How long? Oh, Jesus, that must have been 4 or 5 years ago that I done that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's you know, things change fast, don't they?
Yeah.
Now, there for a while, Hargett's court was just flourishing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And now, he gone. All new arrangement down there. Let me tell you, Mr. Eastman, before you get your mind on this, I got the hole dug out then. Mr. Palmer, everything happens to him, don't it?
Jesus, pretty near it. I told you about the fella getting the pair of shoes.
I didn't tell Faye. The
fella pulled in there with a motorcycle. He went in and picked him out a pair of shoes, put him on his feet, and laid his old pair down there. He ran right out and jumped on that motorcycle, and away he went. Well, Johnny, he runs right out and gets in his truck, and he takes after him. Well, I get down to Kendrick down there, and the fellow takes right off and goes right up the railroad track with that motorcycle, and John didn't dare go with the truck. The fellow got away from him. Martin, I don't know whether John got his license number on that motorcycle or whether the fellow went so fast he couldn't get it.
Yeah.
He went right up the railroad track.
Mr. Eastman, in a case like that, a man got to think fast, hadn't he? He could have left that motorcycle running.
He might have. He ran right out and jumped onto it, and away he went.
Yeah. I've had him do that out here. When they don't want to stay long, or if they want to, you know, just come in and not sit down, they'll pull the car up right there and leave the motor running. Yeah.
Well, in a case like that, you'd ought to just step up and shut it off.
That's right.
Yeah. Let me tell you, that heifer is
better this morning?
Oh, yes. It don't take long.
Yeah?
That stuff is just magic.
Did you give her the penicillin?
Yes. I gave her that, too. Now, by tomorrow, she won't know she's had it.
Yeah?
But she was really sore when you saw her yesterday, wasn't
she? Yeah.
And letting on. Now, you never had that.
It's just like athletics foot.
Well?
Good deal like it, anyway.
All you have is a little inflammation of that, that skin in there where there's no hide on it. That's what it is. And if you don't catch it, it gets you. What was that stuff you was telling me about yesterday?
So I put muriatic acid in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that'll cure it, but geez, you know, that stuff's pretty hot, putting a sore.
Mm-hmm.
It cured the cow's foot right up, but you know, I was holding the cow, and the fellow put something in the cow's foot, and geez, she kicked him right in the face, and that muriatic acid burned his face.
Oh.
He had a heck of a time with his face.
Mm.
Well, now you give it to a cow.
Not muriatic acid. That is aconite.
Aconite. That one had
milk fever.
Say they had this. I can't tell it right, Mister Eason. They had this cow. It's a milk cow, naturally.
Yeah, the milk cow, yeah. She had milk fever, and they, a lot of cows, these high producers, when they come fresh, they sometimes get this milk fever. Well, that'll just knock them right off for a year if they don't get it right out of them right quick. And a lot of times they die with it. Well, I had this good cow had milk fever, and I had a veterinary. It was in silofilin time. And the veterinary come up and see the cow laid there in the barn. And he went and he blowed up her bag. They do that sometimes, you know. And then they give him calcium right in the milk vein. They stick a needle in there, you know, and pump that calcium right into the milk vein. Well, Jesus, he done that. He went and got the calcium and put it in there, and oh, Jesus, I had a hell of a time. I guess I paid him $20. Well, my hired man's father was there helping us fill silo, and he was talking to the veterinary while the rest of us were getting ready to do chores. And the veterinary told him that he wouldn't give him give a nickel for the cow's chance to live in. Well, I thought that was kind of a damn funny way for a veterinary to talk, but didn't make any difference. That's what he said. Well, she wasn't getting any better, and she just laid there, and another cow kicked her right in the head, you know, and she wouldn't pay a bit of attention to it.
Oh, she's down?
Yeah, she was down.
Oh, I tell you, that gives me willies when the cow gets down.
She was
it
down,
just scares
see?
Me to death. I wouldn't give a nickel for them then.
A half a teaspoonful is a good big dose of aconite for a cow, and a person, two drops is enough. Well, I thought, geez, either kill or cure, so I give her a good big tablespoonful. And I don't know whether the aconite done it or whether the stuff that the veterinary put into her needed something to kind of boost it to make an effect on it or what, but we got done milking and went to turn the cows out, and you know, it took five of us to keep her from going out with the cows. Jesus, she jumped right up on her feet and she was going out, and the next day she was in good shape. We kept her in the barn that night. And, yeah.
How do you, you just give it, put it down her throat?
Yeah, you got to put it in the water.
And she was down already?
Yeah.
What do you do, use a tube?
No, take a... one of these quart whiskey bottles there, you know. It doesn't necessarily got to be a whiskey bottle, but a quart bottle of any kind there. Take and put so much water in it, a teacup full of water into it, and then that aconite in there. And they can
put it on a throat?
Choke it up, or shake it up, you know, and then just open right up her mouth and put it right in and pour it right down there.
And she down there unconscious, she just swallowed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Faye, I feel just a little bit better. Mr. Eastman, the thing that gives me the most trouble, I can't cut off this trough out here or that down yonder without cutting off the whole damn thing. And that simple arrangement there, if I could just cut that off, that would save me many a step and a whole lot of cussing.
Well, we can put a shut off in there.
Oh, that would help me. Hey, Miss Eastman got him a suit of clothes yesterday.
Is that what you were shopping for?
That's what I need, you know.
They had a sale on down there to Belk Lindsley in Ocal.
That's a big store down there.
Oh, the $65 they advertised them. Well, I went down, Jesus, them $65 clothes, they was all, you know, that heidi-tidy stuff there, light-colored and them high checks and one thing and another there, and I'd look damn nice in one of them suits.
Mm-hmm.
So... we got looking around there, and I see this other suit there that I liked better than any of the rest of them. And the coat fitted me pretty good, and I tried the pants on, and they fitted. And so, I asked him how much that suit was, and he went and looked. And I could buy that suit for $30.14, or 16 cents, I guess it was. But it was the last year's model, see? But what the devil do I care about that?
When do you wear a suit, Mr. Eastman?
Huh?
When do you wear a suit?
When did I wear it?
When would you?
Oh, just once in a while I go to a funeral or something like that.
You wouldn't wear it just to go over to Harvey's Court on Sunday, would you?
No.
I mean,
if I went to church, I'd wear it, probably.
I mean, trade winds is what I meant to say. Old Dufunny down there, is he straightened out? Clyde?
At Tradewinds.
Huh? Old Barnard?
Yeah,
he's been pretty good. It's getting about time for him to go on another spree.
Mm-hmm. I'll show you this evening. I got it all fixed.
I was over there last night over to Barnard's. I had to go over and clean his oil burner. It's getting kind of cold over there. That house they live in, it's a cement block house. It sets down in that dang hole, you know. By God, that is cold. And all them trees around there.
Oh.
That's the coldest house that I know of.
It's a cold spot. Just that old damp air gets in it.
Well, see what kind of holes you got.
Yes, sir. This is Channel 1 Right, around 300, I judge, 300 or 400, and to visit Mr. Eastman this Saturday morning, the 18th of March, 72. We got down to some of the talk we did yesterday, mostly from yesterday. Mr. Eastman, this Saturday morning, the 18th of March, 72. Now, this is Sunday morning, 19th of March, 72, and Cookie just called and said he was coming over and ride that spotted horse. Doctor never said for him not to, did he? And Faye's taking Mamu to Sunday school, and she's coming on back and going to ride with him. So this will be his last tape for a good while. Like hay can do the same thing, can't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's already hot.
Yes, sir, it's hot.
See there?
Yeah. Boy, they really looked inside of you, didn't they?
Yes, sir.
God almighty, way up there.
But they went down too.
Just took a look.
Took a look and took out some stuff.
Yeah.
Took out that gland in there. And, I'm going to ship out in the morning.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, I'm going to Big Pines in the morning.
Do I know about that place?
That's sanitarium at Tampa.
Way down there?
Way down there.
Is there anything closer by?
No. I could go to the VA hospital, but they don't give you the treatment. They don't give you the advanced treatment that they give you down there. Well, I want to get well. I want to go now. I want to get out of here. I want to go. I want to get well.
Veterans, you'd have to stand in line.
That's right. I'd have to, just like the Army. I want to get well. I want to get out of here. It ain't gonna cost me nothing down there.
Oh.
No, the state took over.
The state.
State. Through the goodness of my doctor.
Why, Cookie?
How does that work?
He told me, he said, Mr. Cook, he said, you don't have enough money.
Well, you can't make enough money in the next 10 years to supply your family with the medication that they need, with the attention that they need now, and for yourself. He said, I'm going to turn this over to the county and the state.
Yeah.
He said, you pay taxes. You're a working man. And I can tell from your attitude that you have been a hard working man all your life.
Yeah.
And he said, you're entitled to it.
Is that right? I don't sound like them other birds that you put up with over there.
That's right. He got on the ball. I went to him Monday. He said, I want you in the hospital Wednesday. I was in the hospital Wednesday. He operated on me Thursday. I went in surgery at 10 minutes to 10. The last time I looked at the clock on the wall, and when I woke up, it was 20 minutes to 1.
And the reviving ward?
No, they wouldn't. I was too much man. They wouldn't put me in the reviving ward. They left me on the operating table.
Just right there where he got through with you?
That's right. They taped my head down with 2 strands of this 2-inch adhesive tape. I went through it. I mean, I raised up.
Why, cookie?
I raised up. I busted it.
While you were asleep?
While I was asleep. They had to put a nylon halter over my head to hold me down. They took me back to my room, and after I woke up, I was all right. I didn't know. They gave me a shot in the arm, and I just went off to sleep.
Well, that's a great relief to have a shot in the arm every now and then, ain't it?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, it does help things out.
Then, he came down. He came in on Friday morning, 8 o'clock. He said, that's when he told me all this other stuff. He said, Leo, he said, I want to talk to you. He said, I want you to listen to me. He said, I've got something to tell you. It's not good news. He said, you've got tuberculosis in an acute stage. He said, summed this thing up. He said, I studied about it all night. He said, I knew it yesterday evening. He said, I was wondering how I was going to tell you. And he said, I come up with this idea that it's going to cost you too much money. You ain't going to make enough money to do it yourself. He said, I've done contacted the health department, county health department, and also the state. And they're taking over. I said, well, now, how much money am I going to owe you? He said, you go on down there and get well, and then come back, and we'll talk about it. He wouldn't tell me how much money I owed him.
We got
to
find out who this doctor is.
Dr. Mantini. He went to school with my baby sister in Morgantown, West Virginia. And knows her.
Yeah, that's right.
And I didn't know it until we were talking down there.
Because it's all...
I'm watching right now.
You didn't know, y'all didn't know it until it was all through.
All through. So he's got arrangements all made. for me to go to Bay Pines in the morning at 9 o'clock. And I wish it would have been Friday morning at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get well. I want to get this thing over with. It sounds like a bad thing, but I don't want to be dragging around here all my life. I want to go.
Why, sure. You just stay still. I'll just check.
Yeah, speak to him.
I want to do something.
Rowdy?
This thing here, now that'll just let your mind dwell on this fella here, this spotted horse.
You know, I've been wanting a riding horse, you know.
Yes.
Well, I've got one and didn't know it.
Prettier than anything that's been out here.
That's the softest riding horse that I've rode in many a day, guy.
Yes.
I mean, he's just a... He trotted up the lane there, and he's soft.
Yeah.
He's springy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been wanting a Tennessee Walker, and I've got one that'll show up a Tennessee Walker anytime.
That's right. Well, you knew both of them were good riders.
Yeah, but I didn't know they was that good.
Yeah.
Then that saddle that I bought for $42.50 laid on his back, just tips him off on it.
Oh, yeah, that's some saddle.
I get $42.50 for it. I couldn't let it go, guy.
No. No, if you've been your last nickel, you still...
I'd have still bought that saddle.
I'd get that saddle. Yeah.
I ain't supposed to do this, but... They told me not to lift nothing, but I can't be still. Till I have to.
That's right. And what they do down there, they give you a little sedative.
Yeah?
Just a light sedative when you stretch out. Yeah. You gotta get it out of your system, because I've done it so many times. Just quit all the planning.
Well, everything's tore up for my. See, I had good big plans for this summer. I was gonna make some money, but that's gonna cost me money now.
Yeah, you were really getting ready for it.
You see, this weekend would have finished me up at the service station on my second job. See, I'd planned to let it down this weekend. And come on out here of evenings and work. So, consequently, I've laid it all down now.
Yeah. Well, you always done this, Cookie. You can work day and night and not even eat.
Yeah. I've done it all my life.
What's another little jag of it? You know, a fella could figure.
Yeah. See, when I went in the hospital, I weighed 108 pounds. Way down, yeah. 108 pounds. But see there, I ain't got no arms no more like I used to have. It's all gone.
Well, I wouldn't be ashamed of it.
That's better than a lot of people do now.
Yeah.
So I got to have, the whole family's going to be at the health department in the morning at 9 o'clock. They made arrangements to take care of all of them.
Yeah.
at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I've made arrangements for the, I called the school, I got that all fixed up. And, other little Frank, he's taking it awful hard, because it's like I told him, I said, now, bud, you got to step in a man's shoes now.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you got to forget about this running around all hours of the night and getting in 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, you got to be a man. I said, you got to step right up in my shoes now, because you're next in line. I said, just face it, you've got to be a man. And I'm in it. He has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be a good thing for him.
It's going. It'll either make a man out of him or tear him all to pieces one. Not one of the two.
Yeah.
And I'd sooner think it'll make a man out of him. Because All the supervisors at the university, they're backing him 100%. They're going to go all out for him. I talked to the superintendent this morning on telephone. And he said, now, Cookie, he said, we're going to give him a little boost. We can't give him much, but we're going to kick him on up for just a little higher.
Mm-hmm.
And when school's out, he said, we've got a position waiting for him. It ain't a job, it's a position. So Frank's going to go on up with the University of Florida, just like that, just like I did. See, I went up as into a position, not a job, I mean a position. But they done told me that I couldn't take that job back. Dr. Mantini told me, he said, you'll never take that job back.
A little heavy.
Too heavy. So, I told Mr. Lake that. He said, well, we've got another man on it. And he said, we'll go ahead and train him. So, I guess my job will be waiting for me when I come back.
He's all right. It's just the wind. I've got some hay, I think, for him.
Well, I tell you, Cookie, you see, you're the spark plug, and you see, it all has to work around you, and then when you drop out, you don't know who it's going to be, but somebody will have to sort of have the whip hand and sort of take over. Somebody will, and you don't know who it is.
That's right.
It may be Frank, it may be Air Dan, it may be, you don't know.
Frank, he went by the station, picked up my tools, got them in the trunk of his car, and he told me, he said, I'll drive by the farm and check on the equipment and keep it going. Now, he can do it if he just set his head to it. That's all he has to do.
Oh, there's no end to what he can do.
Oh,
that's
no.
Right.
No.
He's as good a mechanic as I am, if he'll just, but he, what he knows, he knows. He don't expose it to the public.
He's not a performer.
That's right.
Where'd you get to be such a performer, Cookie?
I don't know. I'm just old Cookie wherever you see me. I went in the hospital and I wore my red polka dot hat.
Yeah.
I wore it in there. And I want you to know we had a ball over my red polka dot hat.
Yeah.
They took me one of them mini skirts and said, here, you have to put this on. I said, no, I ain't going to put this on my red hat. I said, I'm going to put my pajamas on. I said, oh, you are? I said, yes, I'm going to put my pajamas on. They said, well, throw that mini skirt over in the corner then. I just slung her over in the corner just like they told me to. They didn't mean for me to do it, but I done it anyway.
None of that miniskirt for you.
I don't want none of that junk.
Well, if it wasn't miniskirts, it might be something worse, so. shit.
But the past 3 weeks has been an experience for me. I want you to know.
Yeah. You knew something was happening.
Yeah, I knew something was wrong. I knew something was happening. I didn't know what. But they told me the worst. You see, they diagnosed it as cancer.
Oh.
I mean, Dr. Allman and Dr. Mantini, before they operated, had diagnosed me as cancer.
Yeah. Privately to themselves.
No, to me. They told me. That's one thing about them two doctors. They'll tell you what's wrong with you. They don't go around and tell somebody over here in the corner. They go to you and tell you.
Yeah.
Because it's you that's ailing.
Yeah. Cookie, you used to use language pretty well in the old days. Or did you? Could you use fancy words. You could use them nice, expressive two-letter words and all. You never did?
No.
Never did. Your language is strong now as it ever was?
That's right. I never was. I get out and raise sand once in a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But your language, it was just...
Same old thing, I didn't change.
Well, let me tell you. How long these fellas you grew up with, were they all big liars like you are?
Just as big a liar as I am.
The truth ain't in them.
The truth ain't in them.
And the remarkable thing is that people try to believe it, ain't
it? That's right. You get it over to the point that people will believe you.
Yeah.
I got a first cousin, he'll lie to you, and you'll swear he's telling you the truth.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know what, Nick? It used to worry Nick to death. Every time you'd get out a good big lie, he's going to wait, he's waiting for you to do it.
Try to find the one that beat us, huh?
No, he thought you were trying to tell the truth, you know? He thought you were telling the truth. Oh, he'd get such a long face and watch you laying out there. Now, why would he be so,
I'm watching you, all right.
Why would Nick be so prosy? Why'd he be so prosy?
I don't know.
I don't know either. You see that lady steps up under there? She's the lady.
Mm-hmm.
And she and her old man come up there all the time.
You know what Cookie did Tuesday, guys?
No.
Did you get anything more in that saddle?
Yeah. Bought a bridle, some bridle reins. I bought another old saddle and sold it. Bought it for $7 and sold it to Alvin Pond for $10 the night before last. So, my. See, have I been down here since I bought that horse? All right, 2 weeks ago Tuesday passed, I bought a truckload of ponies. Five ponies for $60. Took them up there and sold them ponies, and they brought me $58. Lost $2. Bought a little horse, brought him back. He's all horse. Man, he was all horse. It took a man to ride him. I couldn't ride him. I couldn't ride that horse. Frank could, but I couldn't. And I seen he wasn't no horse for me, so I loaded him this past Tuesday morning. I took him to back to Valdosta. I sold him. I give 55 for him and run him back through Tuesday and got 85 out of him. That brought me out on my ponies. Well, I bought a saddle last week, an older saddle than this one, for $27.50. What else did I buy? Bought a pony cart, $17.50. Still got it. Got it sold if Frank can get the wheels lined up on it. For $40. But I took his horse back up there, and when I bought him, nobody didn't get out there and promenade him, you know, and tell him what kind of a horse he was. Now, he was a good, he had made a good cow horse. He was a 5-year-old, and about the size of Missy, jet black, quick as lightning. And look at that pretty red bird out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I run him back.
Oh, he's beautiful.
He sure is. Got me $85. And I bought this saddle. And I bought two sets of reins. Real good bridle reins. I mean long. And bought Laura bridle for little man. And then I bought the bridle that went with this saddle. Well, out of the $85, what tack I bought this time, they gave me $14. See, I paid for my tack with my horse, and they gave me $14. Well, I sold that little saddle that I give $7 for, sold it for $10, and kept the bridle. I bought the saddle and bridle for $7, and kept the bridle, and sold the saddle for $10.
He didn't need any job at the university, guy?
But I just wish that I could make it every week to Quitman, Georgia.
Oh, yes.
I just wish I could make it every week to Quitman, Georgia.
Yes.
I can. There ain't no reason why a man that's got any common sense at all about a horse, he can make it. Of course, you're going to lose your shirt once in a while. That stands in reason. You got to.
Yeah.
The odds can't fall for you every time.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing. You'll have to get up before breakfast to beat me. In the long run. I know my horses now.
Mm-hmm.
And your tack.
That's right. When I saw that saddle go up, it had an old gird on it. Oh, yeah, incidentally, that's the gird out there off of that old saddle that's old Alvin Pond for
$10. Oh, you kept the gird?
I kept the new nylon gird and put the old cotton gird on it, see.
What'd you tell Alvin?
What did I tell him? I said, now I've got a good saddle there. Just needs a little repair. I'll sell it to you for $10.
And it, yeah, the one you just bought.
Yeah.
But it ain't the one you just bought.
Yeah, it is the one that I just bought. I did buy it for $7.
Minus several other things.
I had stripped the saddle, but I said, now if you want that saddle for $10, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jet needs a little repair on it.
Well, now, Cookie, that ain't just out and out lying. That's, what do you call that? That's trading.
That's horse trading.
That's horse trading. That's just horse trading. And when a man, he just takes for granted that that's what's up.
And you just got to out talk the other man.
Sure.
But when I sold that little horse, I got down there in the ring and I got a hold of the bridle rein and I said, "Now, fellas, this little horse, he's a man's horse. He's not a kid's horse. It takes a man to ride him, and if you want to cut your cows, you can get on him and cut him."
And you showed him.
That's right.
And he brought the money.
He brought me out on my ponies. I mean, I didn't lose no money. Mm-hmm. Actually, I've got two saddles. I've got two good saddles, that saddle out there, and then I've got another saddle just as good, it's used a little bit more. Same type saddle. Bridle reins of all kinds. Bridles, enough for all my horses. I'm set up now, I can ride all my horses at one time with a good western saddle.
Well, now you don't need a saddle like this. You just keep that little while, and first fella comes along.
With $100 bill, we'll buy that saddle.
Yeah.
Now that's just exactly what I'll get out of it.
Well, it's worth it, ain't it?
You blame murder, but it lives for $189.
Yeah.
And it ain't got the new war of it, has it, Faye?
No. No, it ain't. Yeah. And it's a beauty.
Well, now, let me tell you, Cookie, what's going to happen. You know, we sort of run out here. We run out of candidates. And you know, I told you back some time ago, once or twice, I told you that morning when I blasted that boy. He got under my skin. I didn't like that at all, what he done. But anyhow, that's no matter. I told you we just gonna have to have a clean sweep and get a brand new crew out here, didn't
yeah.
We got it. I got a half a dozen of the finest boys you ever saw. They'll put any of them in the shade that we've had out here,
that's
coming
right.
out here. But you see, I can't handle them myself. You see, I need you to break them in. And let me tell you, these boys, I'm going to profit from some of my old mistakes. And I'm not going to let them run around and run off with everything, you see, and say what they're going to do. I'm going to tell them what to do.
That's right. You tell them what to do.
They not coming into this kitchen for 6 months. I'll keep them out there.
That's right.
I'll let them go in that trailer out there and pee, but I ain't going to let them stay all night out there, you see? They're going to have to work up to it.
Work up? That's right. Earn it.
Yes, sir. Oh, they are fine boys.
That boy that was over there when I went over and adjusted the plow for him, now he's a fine, seems to be a fine boy, and he's interested.
He's a nice fella, yes. But he's not one of them.
He's a nice boy, but I could hear that tractor. I mean, I was down there at the trailer, and I heard that tractor, and I knew there was something wrong.
Yeah.
That thing wasn't doing right. I mean, that tractor was laboring too hard.
Yeah. He don't hear it, see. He not one of them I got in mind. He's nice, and he'll be out here now and then, but he's not one of them.
Well, let me tell you. I've got my hopes built up. I hope I've not got them too high. But I'm going to Bay Pines to get well. And get straightened out. And I believe that I can go down there and stay 2 months. And be back home. Because I'm going to go do exactly what they tell me to do.
Well, let me tell you, Cookie, what it is, you just vegetate. You turn into a vegetable. And you don't kid people. And you just turn completely loose. Do you ever do that? You never done it. You're not completely loose and just let her heal. The thing you want to do is keep your blood circulating. Don't circulate it. Don't work it. You see, don't work that tissue in there.
And
just,
however long it takes.
Just hibernate. Just don't even think. Don't plan. Don't dream at night. Just vegetate. That's what you want.
Well,
just lay right flat on your back and don't wiggle a toe.
I'm going down there. That's what they made these arrangements for me to get well. And it's like I say, I wish it had been 9 o'clock Friday morning, an hour after they told me that I was had
just
this
going
disease.
Right on.
I wish they'd have just said, "Come on, we're going on."
Sure.
Yeah.
I'd have been out of there 3 days earlier.
Yeah,
you'd been 3 days then. Well, this is pretty quick. Even so, this is pretty quick to get you there.
And you got to give that doctor credit for it.
Yeah.
He's on the ball.
I'll be right back. You just sit here. Route is fine. He's out there eating hay.
I'll give that doctor credit for the whole thing. Incidentally, I saw Dr. Van Arman Thursday. No, Friday morning. He talked to me a little while. He had a patient right in the bed beside me. He took the cataracts off his eyes. He was dressed up in a suit. He didn't look like the same man.
Yeah.
Didn't look like the same man.
I haven't seen him in months.
What's Faye have to go get Mamu?
I don't know. She never says.
Probably so.
Has your family come over?
Three of the girls are over at the trailer playing the coloring books and so forth. Helen and Laura, they'll be on over, I imagine, shortly. I ought to get back over there and see how them girls is getting along.
Yeah.
Get that horse back. He's fresh.
Well, I tell you, let me tell you, Cookie. We got it. We got it better up there now than I ever had it. You know that old long tall Hellstrom.
Yeah.
Well. He's, I used to be in the office with him, you see. And way back there, he took a liking to me. Back there when I was sort of the doormat, you see.
Yeah.
And now this new man has made him associate head of the department. And he knows what we do out here. And that's why, you see, he makes these little allowances for me all along the line where I can do something over there.
Mm-hmm.
You see, what they do, outsiders couldn't see that. But the way it used to be up there, every little tip could, anything went wrong in their estimation, they could go right on up the line, squeaking everywhere they went.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you see, it don't matter, because I got somebody in the office that can handle it.
Yeah.
And that's the way I got these boys, you see. I had a bunch of freshmen. It's the first time in my life I ever handled a bunch of freshmen and did anything with them. And I took a hold of them like you take a hold of that halter out there.
You just take hold of it with a firm hand.
That's right, and mean business.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's like I say, guy. It's just not my idea that things have happened the way they have.
Cookie going down the lane said he better go on see his three babies. Horse was getting restless. He got on, when he got on the saddle, he slung his leg over, bent down and adjusted the stirrup. The horse moved off. And he did it with just the biggest, greatest ease. And then horse walked, but he was walking out. It wasn't a slow walk. It was almost a jog. And Cookie moved with the horse. His buttocks moved as the horse moved, just right. And his back was relaxed. He sat low in the saddle, just like he should. And every movement of the horse was a movement with Cookie. I never saw anything any more beautiful. And as he rode down, he didn't turn around and look back, but he knew we were watching. He had this feeling that he knew we were watching. And that red polka dot cap tilted on one side.
And red shirt.
And that red shirt. And as he was riding down, the horse, he kept the horse at an even gait. It was a slow jog. And his right hand, he had this rein, and he flipped it. And it was a relaxed, careless way. And I don't think I ever saw Johnny ride.
Johnny Sim
ride with any more, assurance. Cookie said he'd always worn the horse. He told me that when he came up. And he didn't know he had one. Why, he said that's the best riding horse he had. And that horse, all the way that I watched him, didn't change his gait.
Well, now, you see, Rowdy kept nickering out there and was restless, nervous. This is the first time she's been separated from a buddy down there,
yeah.
Babe.
That's right.
So when he got on, that little lilt was in her step.
It was right in her step. Mm-hmm.
She was going to get back to her buddy. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm.
And he held her right to even...
And there was none of that nervousness that you see in Frank or stuff, you know. He's just, oh, that's beautiful.
And that's the end of the cookie tape. Channel 1, right. Oh, around 900. This Sunday morning around noon, the 19th of March, 72. Channel 1, right. Around 900, the end of the cookie tape. This Sunday morning around noon, the 19th of March, 72.